Talking about sports here on this Tuesday night, February 13th, tomorrow, Valentine's Day. And hope it is a wonderful day for you. Hey, ladies, basketball from John A. Logan College. They are kind of getting down to where they only have, what, four games left. Coach Charlie Jones joins us here on the program. Coach, how you doing? Hello, Coach. You got me? Oh, hang on just a second. Coach Charlie Jones, can you hear me? Coach Charlie Jones, you there? Hello,
yes,
Coach.
I am.
Hey, there you are. Okay, I got the right buttons going now. Hey, I was just saying we are getting down to there's only about four games left in the regular season for the ladies.
Yes, we are. We're at the part of the season that you need to continue to improve before you go into the regional tournament. So you're at the spot that you got to figure out some things and make some adjustments and be prepared, ready to go in the tournament.
Coach, here right now you're sitting at 6-13, and I just look at that record, and I think it just doesn't indicate how much improvement you have seen from this year's squad from the beginning of the season to where they are right now.
Yeah, they continued to continue to improve in different areas that I have addressed as we looked at film, and the ladies really work hard in practice to try to improve, and so we're starting to see it spill over in the games. And we knew early on it was going to be a challenge with the schedule that we had, but I couldn't help but to believe that it would pay off later here in the season.
Absolutely, and you're coming, of course, off the win on the road at Lincoln Trail on Saturday. A nice game, 80-54 over Lincoln Trail, and I tell you what, one of the most impressive players that you've had this year has been the freshman Taylor Horton. As she wound up with a 25 in the game, she's averaging about 14 points a ball game, and she has really kind of become a floor leader for your squad.
Absolutely, and we knew Taylor was capable of scoring and doing some of the things that she's doing now when we were looking at trying to get her to come to be a part of the Lady Vols. And so we knew she was capable of it, but the only thing we were wondering how long it would take for her to make adjustments, because, you know, it's hard to make adjustments from high school to this level sometimes, and she's found a way, and we're very excited about how she's improved and how she's leading the team.
Coach, and I mean, this is such a young team. Cheyenne Trotter really is the leader of the team as far as experience with this squad, but you can talk about the improvements you've seen from all of your freshmen. I mean, Thomas Oskus, Jersey Biddle. How about Inslee Tedeschi the other day coming off the bench and picking up 13 points for you?
Yeah, Inslee had 13 points and I think it was 5 rebounds. And then she had, more importantly to me, her playing hard on the defensive end, and she had 4 blocks. And there were several other shots that she altered. So, yes, everybody is finding a role, and that's the thing that I've been preaching all year, that you find your role where your strengths are and just stay within that. You don't have to try to do something else that someone else is doing. And I think a lot of the young ladies have bought into that. And I think also when you do that, you build confidence. And I think that's what's happening. We're starting to get more confident in what we're doing when we step out on the floor. And so I think that's what you're seeing.
Coach, you knew coming into the game or into the season, you know, it may be a tough season for you with so many freshmen coming in, not a lot of returners from last year. But when you looked at this team at the beginning of the season, where do they stand now as opposed to what you had in your mind as you were looking at the schedule?
I think they're about where I thought we would be. I thought we would be at this juncture a little bit earlier than what we've seen, But I always knew that they had the ability to do it. And again, what we had to look at and see is the freshman coming in, handling how fast the game is and how physical the game is and all those types of things. And so they made improvement. And I've always said this for years, is this, that once you get past start up in January, you get past the first semester, you're no longer a freshman. You're something. You got some games under your belt. You got, you know, many practices. And so you're getting ready to go through your conference a second time. So then I appreciate you're no longer a freshman. So and that's what the young ladies picked up on. And that's why you see a lot of them, too, continue to improve in their roles.
Well, Coach, you've won three of your last five. I win a couple of losses in there to South, to SWCC and to Wabash, which is they're just a different level team right now in women's basketball. But you've got four games left and a game coming up on Saturday with Vincennes coming to town. You guys lost to Vincennes 84-71 back in January when you played them, and this is a team that that the ladies can, the Vols can pick up a win against.
Yes. You know, you have to, again, have short-term memory somewhat. We talked about some of the things that we did wrong in that game because we had several spurts there where we took the lead. And then we did some things that we may not have turnovers or fouls or miss rebounds and things of that nature and not been poised on our offensive end. And so several of those things we discussed, and we hopefully we've addressed them enough that we can have improved on them. And hopefully on Saturday, then we get to see it on the floor.
Coach, in that game, that first time, you had three in double digits. Of course, Taylor had 19, 12 from Cheyenne. But I got to tell you, somebody else that's fun to watch because they just work on both ends of the floor, and that is Samaya Johnson. She has become a go-to in the post for you.
Yeah, she has, and there's been several games where she's had a double-double, led us in scoring and led us in rebounds. And so, you know, you got different ones that step up depending on what's going on. We had some games where Genesis has stepped up and hit some big threes and hit some big baskets, getting to the basket. And so you got different ones that step up. Jersey for a while, you know, she was coming off the bench, and she would come off the bench and be second leading scorer, and also led us in rebounding. So it just depends on what's needed, and each one of the players step up. I tell you, someone else has been stepping up, and is Lanai Thompson.
Yeah.
Thomas, she's been hitting some big buckets. She's been getting some big steals and less turnovers. And so, you know, it's just different ones step in.
Absolutely. When you look at the, you know, you've only got four regular season games left. Vincennes, then you're going to head to Olney. Then you have Shawnee at home. That's on March 2nd. That's going to be your last home game of the season. And then you finish up the regular season on the road at Rend Lake. Let's look ahead toward the postseason tournament, where that's going to be, when that's going to start, and what your thoughts are whenever you get into that tournament, because basically everybody starts with a clean slate.
Yeah, we've talked about it a little bit, but, you know, we have to take what's in front of us right now and take one game at a time and do what we need to do in those, and then we can address that a little bit more. So, you know, I don't want to look too far ahead. I want to make sure that we're prepared for what's right there, what we need to do, and take care of business there. And so I know in the past, of course, that the regional tournament, everybody raised their game up higher. So because they know if you lose, you go home. And so everybody's going to play their best game. And so depending on who we're playing, depending on how we need to prepare for it when that time comes. But we got to take care of business right now. So, and then we'll deal with the tournament when that comes.
Coach, when you look at this game coming up on Saturday with Vincennes men and women coming to town, what are the strengths of the Vincennes team that you need to really concentrate on?
We need to make sure that we find shooters. We need to make sure we rebound, and we need to disrupt their rhythm in different ways. And so take care of the ball, because they pressed us the first time. And so I've already prepared the ladies that everybody that we play from now on, they're going to press us. So we got to just be prepared for teams to press us and not turn the ball over. And so they're strong in the post. They had the big girl from France, and she's physical in there. And so we got to match their energy on the boards and take care of the basketball, because they're strong at on the defensive end, and kind of like Wabash, where they kind of scramble and try to trap and do those type of things, the half court too. So we just got to be prepared. So
that's Coach Charlie Jones, head coach of ladies basketball at John A. Logan College. Well, Coach, we're looking forward to the game. Quinn, it's going to be a 1 o'clock tip. We'll have pregame coverage starting with Matt Barney at 12:45, and with only four, it's hard to believe, Coach, that we're down to just the final four games of the season.
Yeah. But I told the ladies that it was going to go fast. You got to get in and do your best every time you step on the floor.
And finish strong.
Yep.
And finish strong. Coach Charlie Jones joining us. Coach, thank you so much for taking some time and talking with us, and look forward to seeing you on Saturday.
Awesome, man. Thank you guys for having me on, and I hope to see a lot of fans come out and support the ladies. They're working hard, and I think they'll enjoy the game.
1 o'clock on Saturday, Vincennes will be at Brewer Gymnasium. That's Coach Charlie Jones. We're going to go on and take another break here on Talking Vols. When we come back, we're going to talk to Mike Mooneyham. Talking golf next here on Talking Ball Sports on 103.5 ESPN.
Bank with people you know, who know and love.